KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies, 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. A man and woman from Glenwood were injured when the motorcycle they were riding struck a deer in Mills County last night. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2013 Harley-Davidson motorcycle operated by 49-year-old Ryan Dwayne Field was traveling south on Highway 59 at around 9:45 p.m. when a deer suddenly came out of the west ditch and onto the road. Following the collision, the cycle fell onto its side and slid down the road before ending up in the west ditch. Field and his passenger, 51-year-old Kathleen Field, were hurt during the accident, with Kathleen Field being flown by helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. Ryan Field was also transported to the same hospital by Red Oak Rescue. Deputies of the Mills Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Emerson and Red Oak Rescue, assisted at the scene. A central Iowa man was injured during a collision Thursday afternoon on the southwest side of Creston. According to the Union County Sheriff's Office, a 1997 Oldsmobile driven by 15-year-old Kayla San Juanita of Lenox was attempting to turn left onto Highway 34 when she pulled out in front of an eastbound 1998 Honda motorcycle driven by 25-year-old Anthony Scheimer of Van Wert. She saw the cycle at the last second and stopped when the motorcycle hit the car, causing injuries to Scheimer. The man was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Damage from the crash amounted to $3,500. San Juanita was cited for failure to have a valid license or permit and no insurance. Scheimer was also cited for failure to have a valid license or permit. Red Oak police report the arrest earlier this morning of 49-year-old Russell Lee Peterson. The Red Oak man was taken into custody just after midnight on a charge of public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. And at around 9:30 p.m. Thursday, Red Oak police arrested 33-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce of Red Oak on a shoplifting charge. Bruce was taken into custody as the result of an investigation into an incident at a convenience store on North Broadway Street in Red Oak. Bruce was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. Police in Council Bluffs say a woman was wanted on a federal warrant for being a fugitive from justice, was apprehended Thursday afternoon without incident. Officials say 28-year-old Melissa Ann Cook of Council Bluffs was wanted on a warrant out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for failure to appear in court on an original drug-related offense. At around 12:25 p.m. Thursday, Bluffs police were contacted by the U.S. Marshal's Office to assist in the serving of a warrant on Cook, who was located inside a home at 200 East Canesville Boulevard. A perimeter was established by Council Bluffs Police, and a portion of westbound traffic at Harrison and Canesville was shut off as the incident unfolded. Cook came out of the house at around 4:45 p.m. and was taken into custody. 27-year-old Brett Fredrickson of Council Bluffs was also inside the residence and came out. He was subsequently charged with interference with official acts. Cook and Fredrickson were booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Cass County report the arrest on Monday of 19-year-old Andrew James Roach of Griswold. Roach faces charges that include contributing to the delinquency of a minor and minor in possession of alcohol. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. Also on Monday, deputies arrested 26-year-old Amanda Corinne Elrod of Omaha, Nebraska, on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. Elrod was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she pled guilty and was released later in the day. And the former bookkeeper of a Western Iowa farming cooperative has admitted she embezzled roughly $1.4 million over 6 years. Kathy Joan Cullen, who worked 27 years for the 21st Century Co-op in Cass County, pleaded guilty Wednesday to filing a false tax return. Under the plea agreement with prosecutors, she admitted that she wrote nearly $1.4 million in checks to herself from 2008 to 2013 and deposited the funds in her personal bank account. The plea agreement says the state and federal government lost $553,000 in tax revenues as a result. In 2009 alone, Cullen embezzled $300,000 from the cooperative, which she didn't report as income. The agreement calls for her to pay restitution to the cooperative. Cullen was released after Wednesday's hearing in Des Moines. Her sentencing is set for October 1st. Filing a false tax return carries a maximum term of 3 years of imprisonment and up to $100,000 fine and 1 year of supervised release. The case was investigated by the IRS Criminal Investigation Division and the Cass County Sheriff's Office. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. In the funeral announcements, Myrtle Kenyon, age 94, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Myrtle Kenyon will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. William Bill Beatty, age 60, who is formerly of Atlantic, died June the 4th in Colorado. Memorial services for Bill Beatty will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Vera Beebe, age 99, of Avoca, died May 16th. Memorial services for Vera Beebe will be today at 11 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mary Foken, age 74, of Manila and formerly of Bridgewater, died Sunday. Memorial services for Mary Foken will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Linda Anderson, age 74, of Marnie, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Linda Anderson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lloyd Bergstrom, age 86, of Griswold, died June 11th. The memorial services for Lloyd Bergstrom will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Donald Dean Fichter, age 88, of Red Oak, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. A memorial visitation for Donald Fichter will be Monday from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. John Vanderheiden, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for John Vanderheiden will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marie Cecile Campbell, age 63, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Marie Campbell will be Monday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Ralph Ridenour, age 96, of Omaha and formerly of Walnut, died June 11th. Graveside services with military honors for Ralph Ridenour will be held June 27th at 1 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.